Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. This week, we're in 1 Corinthians as we continue our study through God's precious word. Here's Pastor Walt Lanier taking the Bible as it is to people as they are.
Above all the other spiritual gifts is this wonderful gift called love or charity. That's the one you should desire. That's the one you should follow after. That's the one you should seek, chase, pursue, that gift of love. And then again, he uses that word desire. The word desire means to burn with zeal. And it's not in a bad, you can have the thought, sometimes you think of desire in a bad connotation. You know, like jealousy or envy, you desire that for your own lust. The word here is meant in a good note, that with that earnest zeal, that burning desire, you wish to have that. And it's really, it's not for yourself, it's for others. Are you following the difference? The tongues are for yourself, and that's the least of all spiritual gifts, and we'll get in that in just a minute. So Paul is encouraging these Corinthians at that time. You have all these spiritual gifts, and I commend you for that, but you're using them not in a proper way and not in a proper motive. So you need to follow after love. Pursue it, desire that. But rather, now I love that word rather here in verse number one, but rather, the word rather here, more willingly to a greater degree. So get the picture. Desire spiritual gifts, but to a more willingly to a greater degree, thank you, Tim, that you may prophesy. In other words, what are you saying here? That this gift of prophecy is much more greater than this gift of tongues. So more willingly, to a greater degree, should you desire this thing of prophecy, or prophesying. Remember the word prophesying then, it meant to speak for God, speak on the behalf of God, a foretelling. A lot of people would think of it as foretelling for the future. You know, a lot of minds go, people's mind goes, well, he's prophesying about the future. While that is true, this word even means more than that. It means you're speaking from the word of God. You're prophesying what God has told you. You're telling the people. Again, this was a spiritual gift. We don't have these gifts anymore. God does not speak to us like that directly. Now he speaks to us through his word. Nobody has the gift of prophecy anymore. Nobody has that supernatural gift of knowledge. By the way, wouldn't it make it a lot easier if God just gave us the gift of knowledge? He just done screw our head, you know, and pour it there in our brain and put the cap back on and voila, you know. You don't have to have 2 pages of notes and study for hours for 4 verses, you know, because you have that gift of knowledge. You don't have to. Yesterday was a wonderful day, wonderful day, wonderful day. Sit outside on the patio watching the ducks, the birds, the squirrels. Saw a hawk, a neat, got a picture of it. In the back, you think we'd have a menagerie like what you've got, all kinds of animals on the lake. There was about a 4-foot corn snake. Matter of fact, I was talking to Archie Rich. Archie was in Texas. He was telling me about he's flying back today with, about the flood victims and all. He'll tell about that. But anyway, I said, Archie, you'll never guess what I'm looking at right now. I said, there's a hawk. He's about that big. He's sitting on the ground. And there's a corn snake curled up, probably about from here to Robert, from me. I'm on the patio looking at it. And that corn snake was curled up. And that hawk was like this, you know, trying to get that corn snake. I just enjoyed yesterday, and then had God's word open, and I put together my sermon yesterday. I had the thoughts all week, but kind of didn't put it on paper. Yesterday, sitting there on the patio, watching that hawk, and that corn snake, and all the, by the way, you know when that hawk's around, all those birds start hollering. They start warning all these birds. Anyway, I just enjoyed it, it would be nice if you didn't have to sit for hours. I say it would be nice, you know what I'm saying? To study, to show thyself approved unto God, a workman need not be saved. Solomon said this in the book of Ecclesiastes, the last part of the chapter, in the last chapter. Study is a weariness of the flesh. Much study is a weariness of the flesh. Well, in the time of the spiritual gifts, people didn't have the word of God to study, the completed word of God. So God, by the Holy Ghost, endowed them these supernatural gifts of tongues, of healings and all. And one of them was the gift of prophecy, prophesying, speaking the word of God. It's that supernatural gift to receive and transmit a revelation from God. It was all right to desire certain spiritual gifts, but prophesying would accomplish much more for the good of the church and for the glory of God. So this gift of prophesying was, if you want to say, elevated among what people should desire because of their carnality and all. Well, if you're going to desire spiritual gifts, this is the one you really should desire, the thing of prophesying. Verse number 2, because he gives an example. For, love that little letter, for, he gives an example. Because he that speaketh in an unknown tongue speaketh not unto men, or speaketh not unto men, but unto God. Now, the word for tongue here is that word glossa. We get the English word glossary from it. It's found, it's interesting. The word is found, the word tongue is found 50 times in our New Testament Bible, okay? Of these 50 times, 16 times it refers to the physical tongue. This one right here. An example, James 3:5. Even so, the tongue is a little member. When I shake your hand, I'll have my hand wiped off when I shake your hand. But it's 16 times it talks about this little member in your mouth. One time, in Acts chapter 2, verse number 3, on the day of Pentecost, it talks about, refers to tongues as flames of fire. Remember that settled down, the people were speaking in tongues, as it were, flames of fire, these tongues. So 16 times, the word tongues identifies the member in your mouth. One time, it's Acts chapter 2, verse number 3, when they spoke in tongues, but it referred to that flame of fire. The other 33 times, it refers to the human language. All the other times, actual spoken human language, not some kind of gibberish. This tongue was previously unknown to the speaker, but known to the hearer. Let me repeat that. This tongue, it was a gift. It was an unknown tongue, not to the hearer, but to the speaker. I've heard discussions about, on the day of Pentecost, good Baptist preachers have written little pamphlets and books. I got one at the house, little pamphlet, about the preacher did not think the miracle was the speaking in tongues. He thought the miracle was the hearing. In other words, had all these different countries, the Medes, the Parthians, all these that came to Jerusalem celebrate the day of Pentecost. And he actually said the miracle wasn't the speaking in tongues. The miracle was them hearing it in their language. Are you following what he's saying? That they were speaking in their Greek or Hebrew language, but yet where they were from, the Philippines, and they heard it in the Philippine language, not in their hearing, not in the speaking. I don't believe that's the case at all. They spoke in that language. It's so clear. Because it talked about speaking in an unknown tongue, not the hearing, but the speaking was the gift. If someone came here this morning speaking, and I put an example down in my notes, say Japanese. I think I'm safe here. Maybe Polito? Oh, Polito knows Japanese, so that's a bad language, bad example. All right, somebody came here speaking, anybody know Arabic? Okay, speaking in Arabic. Nobody here would have a clue what he is saying. God would know because it's a spoken language. God understands that Arabic language. Now, we in the congregation would have a clue. It's unknown to us. That's exactly what the Apostle Paul is saying. If somebody comes into congregation, they're speaking not in some kind of gibberish. He's not talking about gibberish, but in an unknown tongue from another country. Nobody would know that language except for God. That's what he is saying here.
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious Word. Do you have any questions or comments for Pastor Lanier? You can submit your remarks and questions to Dr. Walt Lanier by visiting westwoodgospeltime.com. That's westwoodgospeltime.com. Pastor Lanier will receive your questions or comments and answer you. That's westwoodgospeltime.com. And click on Send a Message. We look forward to hearing from you. Well, from now until tomorrow, may God bless you richly, is our prayer.